I'm Kyle Utes, and I'm running for Lieutenant Governor, where I will put principle over politics. In March of 2020, our freedom was stolen from us all. As Wisconsinites and Americans, we need to unite over the restoration of freedom. If the elected haven't served us in protecting our liberty for the past 2 years, what makes us think they will in the future? For 2 years, I have traveled Wisconsin, educating and inspiring its residents on the laws. I will continue to do so as your next Lieutenant Governor and give government back to the people.
I'm Kyle Utes.
It's almost back to school time, and MyPillow can help send off your college-bound student in comfort with MyPillow's 100% certified Giza Dream Sheets. Now buy one, get one free. That's right, their most sought-after sheets, buy one, get one free. Or maybe you prefer the MyPillow Percal Sheets, which are available in a variety of colors. And right now, with promo code REGULARJOE, you can get them for as low as $39.98 per set. Order now. The supply is very limited. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel, deep pockets, and they come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't forget the original MyPillows for as low as $19.98 with promo code REGULARJOE, or check out their new Giza Elegance MyPillows, where they're on sale, buy one, get one free as well. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code REGULARJOE to receive these great discounts.
Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way. Without the cape, we're the superpowers, not even a sidekick. Heck, we don't even have fancy gadgets. This is just Joe and his trusty microphone, made in the USA. This is the Regular Joe Show.
Oh, so good.
Good Tuesday afternoon, Northeast Wisconsin. This is the VIP Backstage Soundcheck podcast, brought to the audiences here in Green Bay of WTAQ, as well as WHBL in Sheboygan, 1330 AM, 101.5 FM, WHBL in Sheboygan, and our good friends to the north, WSAU in Wausau, 550 AM, 99.9 FM. If you're tuning into this podcast, you'll know that you don't hear Joe's voice. Joe is out on special assignment. Hopefully he will be returning soon. So quite a bit of stuff on the docket here today. Today is primary day, a day where you get a chance to make your voices heard on the state level, the local level, and, in the case of senators, congresspeople, on the national level. So, important day, and I've got some very important information I want to share with you in this podcast. So, I was going to do the Biden crime family time check, but you know, it's actually the VIP Backstage podcast, so we don't have to do the I love doing the Biden crime family time check, but I don't need to do it for this segment. So again, Steve Schrader, producer of the Regular Joe Show, filling in for the on assignment Joe Gigante. Now, never fear, Joe will be returning soon. So okay, a couple of topics. I want to make it a relatively quick podcast, because, again, the number one priority for you, which is the number one priority for me, is after I do this podcast, I'm going to go vote. And I encourage each and every one of you to do that. You know, with the, unprecedented, unbelievable raid that we saw on President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home last night, if you need reasons to get out and vote, I would think this should be reason enough for you to do that. We are living in extraordinarily scary times. By far, probably the scariest times in my lifetime, and probably in yours as well. We've got a radical left that is so far out of control and so far left that they want to absolutely use every agency, every federal agency, from the FBI to the IRS to attack those who disagree with their woke ideology and their socialist and communist agenda. So, again, I can't state... I think sometimes we throw around the line of this is the most important election of our lifetimes, but I've got to tell you, it really is, because this country can't take too much more of it. And it seems to me that the left is doing their best to absolutely divide the American people. So if you need a reason to get out and vote, that should be it. So, all right, I want to go through some endorsements and just some notice as far as some different races out there. Now, in the state of Wisconsin, obviously, we've got three candidates running for governor. We've got State Rep Tim Ranthan, as well as former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and Tim Michaels. Now, Joe did not make any endorsements in this race. We've run a couple of flash polls, and by a wide margin, the biggest amount of support we see is for Representative Ranthan. But Becky Clayfish has a fair amount of support as well. Not as much for Tim Michaels. Now, in the lieutenant governor race, you've got Jonathan Wickman, Pat Teston, Roger Roth, Will Martin, David King, David Varnum, and Cindy Werner. Now, Joe has endorsed Kyle Eudes. I have also endorsed Kyle Eudes. So in that race, you've got Kyle Eudes as the regular Joe Show endorsed candidate. I endorsed him as well Saturday on my show as well. The Attorney General race, you have got Karen Mueller, Eric Toney, and Adam Jarkol. I did not endorse in that race, but regular Joe did, and he endorsed Eric Toney. Secretary of State, you've got Jay Schrader, Amy Lynn Laudenbeck, and Justin Schmitka. Joe has endorsed Jay Schrader for that seat, as well as I have endorsed Jay as well. In the state treasurer's race, you have Orlando Owens and John Lieber. Orlando Owens was endorsed at the state convention and is endorsed by regular Joe as well. Same thing with U.S. Senator, Senator Johnson. Obviously, we need Senator Johnson back in Washington in a big way. Brown County, 8th Congressional District. Got Mike Gallagher, Sean Claremont, and Jacob Vanderplas. Now, Vanderplas will be on the ballot regardless because he's running as a Libertarian. No endorsements there. State Senate, First District, Andre Jacques, endorsed by regular Joe as well. I would endorse Andre Jacques as well. Now, in the First Assembly District, Milt Swagel, endorsed by regular Joe, going up against Joel Kitchens. Now, we've seen all the crap from Joel Kitchens. This is a good opportunity for you to get out and vote and kick Kitchens out of the state assembly. Second District, Shea Sortwell. Fourth, David Steffen. Neither one are endorsed by Joe. In the fifth district, this would be for Jim Steinecke's seat. You've got Joy Gobin, Tim Greenwood, and Craig Kanak. Joy Gobin has been endorsed by regular Joe. In the sixth district for Towson's seat, you've got Matt Albert endorsed by regular Joe. I'm just looking for a regular endorsement. Okay, in the State Senate District 29, you've got Corey Tomchek, Brett Jacobson, and John Kaiser. Regular Joe has endorsed Corey Tomchek, which was a good endorsement as well. And in the State Assembly District 59, you've got Vinny Eagle and Ty Bowden. Joe has endorsed Ty Bowden. State Senate District 9, you've got Joy Villarreal, Jeanette Deschen, and Devin Lemieux. Now, regular Joe has endorsed Ruth Villarreal, and that would be a good move because Devin Lemieux is a Rhino. So it would be great to get him out of there. So if you have an opportunity to vote for Ruth, please do so. Winnebago County, Glenn Grothman, endorsed by regular Joe. No shockers there. Nate Gustafson in District 55, endorsed by regular Joe. And in the 7th Congressional District, Tom Tiffany, endorsed by regular Joe. So there are your endorsements and some of the folks running. Again, I've only endorsed in a couple of races, Kyle Udes and Jay Schrader. Full disclosure, Jay Schrader is my cousin, first cousin. So just FYI, I am a biased picker in that particular situation, but not really, because quite frankly, he is my regular Joe endorsed him as well as I did. So it's not just me voting for someone because they're family. That's not how I roll. And believe me, I've made it abundantly clear that I expect conservative leadership should Jay win the election. So, okay. I got this out of, and it never ceases to amaze me, the levels at which the Democrat Party go to steal elections from conservatives. Now, why do I say that? I say that because I went to Empower Wisconsin, which is a great publication, a great conservative publication, and I see this. Now, this was posted last Thursday, and it's Madison aims to intimidate poll workers. And this was written by Matt Kittle. The article starts out, the new Madison City Council ordinance ostensibly to, quote, protect election officials from harassment and threats, end quote, is just a vehicle to threaten and intimidate conservative poll watchers, Dane County Republican says. Yeah, that's about right. Republican Party of Dane County Chairman Scott Grabens tells Empower Wisconsin he's very concerned the ordinance, which the far-left city council unanimously passed Tuesday, will give law-breaking election officials clearance to violate election observer laws. He fears it will have a chilling effect. And he's right. They've essentially created a scenario where this is Madison. This is Moscow West, okay? Not a conservative place. They don't want any Republicans to win anything ever in Madison. And this is their way to do it. So guess what intimidation could be? Asking a voter if you could see an ID? Asking if to see a signature? I mean, where does it stop? And so this is what, Scott Grabens had to say, quote, from my perspective, this was clearly put in place to intimidate poll workers. It's to make people have second thoughts before they even politely ask or challenge something they might see in a polling location, end quote. Absolutely right. And we've seen this, especially here in the city of Green Bay. Okay, election day again. Now, Melinda is at Central Count. She's an observer at Central Count, so let's hope that goes well. But quite frankly, when you look at the corrupt mayor of Green Bay and his corrupt cronies in Ahmaud Rivera and Celestine Jeffries, nothing would surprise me. And I mean, why not? I mean, they've got a streak going of 4 straight elections in a row where they violated the law. Why would they want to change today? Because quite frankly, if I was them, I wouldn't change today either, because they have never been held accountable for those violations of the law. So this new ordinance down in, now, by the way, Grabens said the party's investigating their legal options, but this ordinance creates a new penalty for disorderly conduct targeting election officials. Fines for the new category start at $691, $150 higher than a usual disorderly conduct citation, and violators would pay a maximum of $1,000, the same level as a standard disorderly conduct. Now, Madison Mayor Satya Rose Conway has said the ordinance is necessary because too many election officials have suffered serious threats and continued harassment just because some people disagree with the results of the last election. No, people disagree with the results of the last election because tens and thousands of ballots were put into illegal drop boxes. People went into nursing homes, talked to incapacitated people, and filled out ballots for them. Amazing how voter turnout went from, you know, 60 to 70% in nursing homes in 2020. In some nursing homes, it was 95 or 100% of the residents voted. Regardless of which direction they voted. But we obviously know Republicans never win the graveyard vote, so go figure who stole those votes. Now, Rhodes Conway, again, this is the mayor of Madison, cited a survey from, get this, the far-left Soros-funded Brennan Center for Justice. Go figure. That claims one in six election officials nationwide have reported being threatened because of their jobs. And she went on to say that Madison officials have been subjected to the same reprehensible treatment. Again, this may not be something that you want to hear, but this is why election observers are important, because you're going to have towns like Madison. Probably Green Bay is probably doing something similar. They don't want conservative or Republican election observers because they don't want you to know what they're doing. That's pretty clear. They have been pretty clear about that pretty much from day one. But you know what you can do? You can get out there and vote and volunteer as a poll worker, because those poll workers are even in more demand coming up in November. So those are the issues of the day. Relatively short podcast, as I said, because quite frankly, I need to get out and do some voting, and I know you will as well. So again, my pleasure to always speak to the audiences here in Green Bay, Sheboygan, and Wausau. And remember, Joe will be back from special assignment soon. Remember, live life boldly. We'll see you soon.